This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
And good evening to you for Wednesday, April 17th, 2013. My name is Dr. Doug Kelly, here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Doug. Glad to be here. You know, it's my second anniversary with MCHF.
Yep.
I'm celebrating.
2 years going on 200, right?
That's right. That's right. Glad to be here anyway.
Yep. And, of course, you know, you were instrumental in getting the program back on radio, you know, back on. I'd done a few prior, but it's a lot of work each week, and it's nice to share it with somebody who gets it and who's part of it. So thanks for being part of this.
Oh, it's my pleasure, truly. All mine.
So tonight we're going to be reviewing some highlights from some past shows, and we'll get to a little bit more on that in just a moment. We'd like to welcome everybody that is tuning in live with us tonight, as well as those listening to the archive. Metaphysical Universe is a weekly service and educational program of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. We also do education in addition to this program. We have Metaphysics Institute, metaphysicsinstitute.org, where you can earn your bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics, specializing in a variety of areas. We also have newageclass.com for standalone certificate and certification courses. And we've got this program. What am I leaving out? Well,
MCHS Church.
Well, yeah, this program and what we do here. It seems like I'm forgetting something here.
But
anyway,
a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot to this. A lot of stuff involved in this. So before we get into our main program, we're going to do our regular profession of beliefs. The spiritual philosophy of MCHS Church is based upon 9 principles of belief. These principles of belief are, number 1, as sentient and evolving human beings, we not only believe in practicing and living by the principle do no harm, but also in the principle of do right, thus enhancing the vibrational level of humanity. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately triumph in the face of any dilemma. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems, and believe the roots of those solutions lie in exploring, understanding, and empowering the human condition. Number 4, we embrace the differences that make all human beings unique, recognizing that we all come from star material and are therefore equal, irrespective of heritage, beliefs, gender, or gender preference. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number 5, rather than a supreme being, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Number 6, we believe the nature of a human being encompasses both a physical and spiritual aspect, and that human consciousness survives the death of the physical body in a coherent fashion. Thus, death opens a new chapter of life and conducts the individual into a higher state of existence. Number 7, we believe in self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will, and that these three synergistically create the goal of self-completeness. Number 8, we believe in the value of practical education in metaphysics, metapsychology, and life skills as a means of empowering the human spirit and enhancing the human condition. We maintain an open but grounded mind to potential realities as yet undescribed by science. And number 9, we believe that discovering the true nature of consciousness and human existentialism will ultimately have a positive impact on human evolution and peaceful coexistence. For more information on these principles of belief, as well as MCHS Church, please visit mchschurch.org, and there are links right there. Plus, we have our very nice new professional video that is on the main page there at mchschurch.org, done for us by Sam Sampson. Very, very well done, creative. So go watch that if you haven't had a chance to see it. I have to watch it every few days. It's just brilliant. He did a great job.
Now, wasn't it Kevin who did the music?
McLeod, Kevin McLeod. Yeah, he's
beautiful.
Yeah, great music, great choreography, great message, and just brilliantly done. I'm still pinching myself on it. He just did a great job. And I also wanted to announce, too, that I did receive the One Planet Accord bumper stickers. I haven't.
Yay!
I've got an image on oneplanetaccord.org. It's part of MCHS Church website. But I don't have the provision yet to acquire them. However, what we're going to do is make them available on a donation basis. So if you would like one of these One Planet Accord bumper stickers, what I'm going to do is this, until further notice, just go to mchschurch.org, look on the left navigation bar for the donation page, make a donation, and request a bumper sticker. And the donation probably needs to be at least $10 so we can cover costs and so forth. So, but whatever your heart compels you, we appreciate any help you can give, because we, you know, use it to do this, pay for the radio program and all the other stuff we do. So if you'd like one of the One Planet Accord bumper stickers, just go to oneplanetaccord.org, and you'll see on the left navigation bar the donation page. So you can get them, and we'll send them out.
You know, we keep growing and growing and growing, and it's a privilege, truly, to be a part of MCHS Church with IMHS, the Metaphysics Institute, and of course to be with Dr. Doug Kelly and all these wonderful people that join us every week and new ones every week, and you know, and some extraordinary students from all around the world. And I know we're going to go over some of the shows that we have done and the information we like to provide every week, but you know, we do a lot of stuff, and we just meet the coolest people.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've always said that, you know, my students just have some brilliant students and some great people who want to play their part in changing the world, you know, or having a positive impact on the world, leaving the woodpile higher than they found it. And that's one thing that I honestly wasn't expecting when I founded this 3 years ago, the sheer number of people with such sincere, noble intentions and desires to be part of that solution. It was inspiring, and it is inspiring. And I, you know, I take my hat off to all of my students and all of those who are like-minded, who want to make a difference on this planet, because there's some differences to be made. So what we want to do, and I'm just thinking of this, so I want to do this right up front here. I had a cousin pass away a few days ago. She was about in the late 30s, around 40. And it's unfortunate. Her father was like another father to me, just a great man, my uncle. And I just want to send some positive energy their way, his way, because I can't imagine what it would be like to lose a child like that. And
was she young, Doug?
38 to 40. She was right there. She was. It was almost her second family. They had two of my older cousins, and they grew up and left, and then they had two more. You know, so I didn't know her as well as, of course, my older, my age type cousins, but she was a cutie, and it's unfortunate. But my heart goes out to my uncle Howard and Idaho, and I think of him all the time. He had a huge impact in a positive way on me and my life and my teenage years and ever since. And so I send them positive energy, and anybody else who's hurting and needs it, you got a dose from Doug. A dose from the Doug. What
brightest,
more could you want?
I always say, send the brightest of lights, white mm-hmm. lights. You know, bless her heart as she departs the earth and onto the next plane.
Yep.
You know,
my aunt, her mother, passed away about a year ago. So,
you know, it happens that way. A lot of families go through, you know, it not just, I mean, one loss is bad enough, but then it's, you know, repeated. I'll tell you, back in 1985, my brother and my mother died 8 days apart. And then my mother died, or my father died 19 months later. And in between that, I was diagnosed with cancer. So, you know, I really get it, Doug, that people, families, you know, people go through, you know, it just seems like it'll never end. But you get through it.
You hold that thought, because we're going to be coming across a show that we did that includes that, and those are good points. So let's start with our program. What we're going to do here is we're going to review some of the shows we did in 2012, and we're not going to be able to cover every one, and we'll just see how far we get. But there's some important points, and the reason I wanted to do this is because, you know, it's a bit of a challenge to come up with a timely topic and an interesting topic every single week, and we both, Vicki and I, work at this and try to come up with things that are of value. And of course, this is our church services here. This is what this program is. It's not just a radio program. It is our church services. And so, you know, we try to address things that will help our members, our church members, and anyone else who wants to listen. And sometimes we're able to get into some of the really cool topics, you know, paranormal and ghosts and UFOs and stuff like that. But, you know, that's only one part of life. Our mission is really to teach life skills, and that's what's part of the nine principles of belief. So all of those, the things we talk about, have something to do with those nine principles in one way or another. And so what I want to say here is that I understand that not every week maybe the topic just doesn't, you know, flip our switch. But one of the things I've learned over the past few years is that I have everything people desperately need, but nothing that they want. Well, now that's changed, but that was the case for so many years. I'm saying, hey, I've got this. Here it is. It'll change your life. And nobody wanted it. And so now they want it because they're going to Metaphysics Institute. They're learning this stuff. It's changing lives. I finally was able to put it in a way that people want it, and it's good, and that's the vehicle, and that's what we need. So this radio program, this church service, is another one of those vehicles. And, you know, I guess I'm really just trying to say here is that I understand that some of these topics may not be ghosts and UFOs, but that doesn't make them any less important. In fact, they're more important. So when you see some of these topics come up, realize that we're putting our heart and soul in this to try to leave the woodpile higher than we found it, make the world a little better place. Speaking of which, back in January, on January 4th of 2012, the program Doomsday 2012, Reality or Myth, was the title of the show.
We had fun with that, Doug.
Of course, you know, we said that the world was going to end on December 12th, right? Oh, no, we didn't.
21st. Yeah.
Whatever it was.
We're still here.
Yeah. Here we are. You know, enough said on that one, huh?
I just said, keep paying your bills, everybody, because you could get hooked in January. Yeah, and then the next one after, we did talk about channeling and spirit possession. That was an interesting show. And, you know, what's the phenomenon, you know? And but then, of course, as you say, Doug, we have to insert with other stuff. So the following week, we talked about chasing and...
Don't go too quick, because I want to make a point on...
Okay, go ahead.
What you just said...
Absolutely.
And by the way, if you want to listen to the archives, you can listen to them in a couple of places. If you go to mchschurch.org, look on the left navigation bar, and you'll see the weekly radio program, you know, Metaphysical Universe. So it's there. All the shows are there. You can also find them on Blog Talk Radio, which is where you're at now, most likely. All right, so channeling and spirit possession. The point that I have made numerous times on spirit possession is, number one, I don't believe in it personally. I just don't think it's really that big of a deal. I do believe in possession. And as I've said so many times, most people are possessed, just not by spirits. They're possessed by somebody else. Anytime you give your power over to somebody else, they're essentially possessing you. The woman who is beaten by her husband and won't press charges, who possesses her? Well, her husband. So if you think about possession, when you are self-possessed, you cannot become possessed by anyone or anything else, period. And that's a huge point. So, you know, in retrospect, or in introspection, I should say, ask yourself, who possesses me? If people are pushing your buttons, flipping your switches and getting you going, you're possessed by them. Be self-possessed. Now you may move on.
Ah, okay. Well, then we talked about, you know, chasing and catching your life dreams, mm-hmm. which is, and actually I'm just going to read what we had written up was, sometimes it seems as though it's impossible for us to realize our life dreams. Hypnosis practitioner, David Blender. Now, David is a graduate of IMHS, and he joined us that particular show. And he, you know, he was so wonderful to talk about how he transitioned from the corporate world into what he called, unquote, a spiritually fulfilling hypnosis and coaching practice. And, you know, he continues his work to this day. You know, we stay in touch via different means through this wonderful internet. It was a great show. It was a really wonderfully enlightening show. So, you know, we do try to, you know, bring on a guest now and again, because, again, we have some really cool people around the world who belong with IMHS, and, you know, we've had them on. So David was, in 2012, one of our first guests.
Good. And then in the end of January, we talked about living with commitment, integrity, and pride. If you think about living with integrity, what does that mean to us? What does it mean to live with integrity? Well, it means honesty, honor, high ethics, you know, those kinds of things, remaining true to your moral convictions and having a moral compass that points in the right direction. And then there's pride, you know, taking the proper type of pride in oneself and one's behavior. Remember, nobody's more worthy of your best behavior than you are. So always behave the way you do for you first and foremost, and not for other people, or not when you're just around other people. And that pride thing goes in other ways too. Take pride when you, and how you carry yourself, and how you dress, and how you keep your home, your workspace, and how you write, and how you write emails. You know, one of the things that has become very common these days is to write all in lowercase letters. And to me, and any professional, I'm pretty sure, that looks sloppy and lazy if there's no pride in it. And it's so refreshing to get an email that actually has a salutation, "Hi, Dr. Doug, blah, blah, blah," and it's well written, and, you know, "Have a nice day, have a great day," you know, whatever, and then their name, and properly written in sentence case, not all lowercase. So take pride in your life. Live with integrity and commitment to, you know, your purpose, to fulfilling your purpose.
And then we moved on to the challenges of enlightenment. That was February 1st. Mm-hmm. You know, again, the challenges of enlightenment, gee, that's well, we could have many shows on that one. Mm-hmm. We talked about self-completeness, self-actualization. And, of course, in there is self-responsibility, self-acceptance, respect for free will equals, you know, self-completeness. So it was a... I like to believe, and I think we both do, Doug, that was a pretty good show. We enjoyed that.
Well, yeah, and it was, every show's a good show as far as I'm concerned, but this whole thing about enlightenment, too, remember, enlightenment's not really a destination. It's kind of a journey, and enlightenment means to be self-aware and aware of others around you, around us, aware of their plight, understanding that other people have their dreams, desires, likes and dislikes and so forth, just like us. You know, living in the moment, being a real live human being with all that entails, compassion and kindness and honesty. And just remember that, you know, enlightenment is a process and it's a journey. And the more aware we become of things around us, including ourselves and our inclinations and why we do the things we do, the more enlightened we will be. Then we went on to, in February 8th, Spirit Guides and Guardian Angels. Interesting show. I know we talked about Thomas Francis.
Yeah.
You know, and Spirit Guides and Guardian Angels. And, of course, I'm sure I also mentioned that I don't have a guardian angel, but I do have spirit advisors because I, you know, don't really need a guardian angel. I try to be complete within myself. But, hey, I'll take advice.
I think these are just terms that people use.
Yeah,
and
they do.
There's a lot of religious inflection in that, too. And, you know, just just as an aside, you know, Thomas Francis is a fellow in the other world that was quite a test for me in the beginning of meeting Doug. And it was, he said, "Do you see anybody around me?" And of course, I saw this monk. So, you know, we've told this story a few times, you know, as we go on the shows. But that was, in fact, and, you know, as the name developed and Thomas Francis Stanley and yeah, matter of fact, we haven't seen him for a while, and he's been poking his little head in now and again,
yeah,
and just saying hello. So it's nice to see him once in a while.
Yeah, I about fell off my chair when she said there was a monk behind me, because there somebody else had also told me the same thing, and she had no clue about that. So it was developed into an interesting thing. So if you want to hear more about that, go to the February 8th show of 2012, Spirit Guides and Guardian Angels. Sacred Obligations was the next one, and we talked about what sacred obligations are. They're not this, you know, very ambiguous, mysterious thing. They're things like do no harm, do right. Those are sacred obligations, and we can have our own sacred obligations, you know, our ethics, what we will allow, you know, just the things that we set up. They're moral ethics, they're moral core values.
And to be consistent, not to have different rules for different people or different situations. You know, each of us has our own, as you say, the morals, but it's our own sense of philosophy for living. So, you know, I always say, you know, you can have a kind of an agreement that you don't like to be around, you know, alcoholics and drunks, but Christmas time, old Uncle Joe, well, we just put up with him. And that's not quite right. You have to have one set of rules so that sets an example for kids too, right?
Yeah, a good example. The rest of the month, we talked about motivation and momentum. Motivation, you know, basically is finding a meaningful reason to do something. So if you find that you're not motivated, it's because you haven't found a meaningful reason to do something. You need to look for that. Momentum, the law of momentum. When you're up, the universe works to keep you up. When you're down, the universe works to keep you down. That's momentum. So obviously you want to stay motivated and in a forward momentum. Then we talked about energy and architecture. That was something that you really talked about. Anything you want to mention on that one before we launch?
You know, one of the things to me is every thought creates a flow of energy. And but it's also, when we talked about the architecture of energy, we also went into how your home is. We talked about feng shui. You know, we talked about pyramid energy. And we talked about how just these various geometrics can, you know, affect our psyches and just how the energy flows. So if you move your couch, you know, from one wall to another, the center of the room, it changes the whole room. So, you know, that was a really good show we did.
And that's where we really brought out that point when, you know, each room will have its own energy, quote unquote, its own feel, its own vibe. And when you do move the couch to the other side of the room, it changes the energy of the room. You can see that in buildings or houses or homes or businesses. They might have a positive energy or they might have a negative energy. So I just think that's a fascinating concept. You know, architecture, the way a building looks has its own energy. And if you think of it in those terms, it's just fascinating to think how you can change one little thing and it has a different energy about it. I'm going to move on to April because we're, of course, running out of time. Some of these different things, some of the shows we can kind of combine the points because we made them into various shows. What it means to be human is April 4th show. And we talked about, we get so focused on eking out an existence that we forget how to live. We talked about being stressed. And what it means to be human is that to be a real life human being, yeah, there are times when you get stressed. That's fine. It's the way it is. But remember, too, that when we're angry with something or someone, when we're stressed over something, it's pretty much about control. We're trying to control something that we can't control or shouldn't control. And that's all stress is. If you want to eliminate all stress from your life right here, right now, here's what you do. Stop trying to control things you cannot control. If you cannot control it, then don't stress over it because you can't control it. If you can control it, fine. Don't get stressed over it because you can control it. Either way, don't get stressed. And as far as other people, when we get angry or frustrated or upset with other people, it boils back down to they're not doing what we think they should be. Now, there's obvious places in life where we are or have to take a responsibility for another person, like an employee, a manager who's responsible for an employee and for making sure they perform and on, that's fine, I understand. But in general life, one of the big things, and this is going to kind of spill over into some other shows we've done, probably the biggest relationship issue there is one or both of the partners trying to control the other or giving unsolicited advice, you know, not understanding that the partnership is equal. So what does it mean to be human? It means a lot of things. It means to be happy, sometimes sad. It means to live with passion. It means to stop taking ourselves too seriously and becoming more self-aware. How can we have a greater and more positive impact on others around us, those within our sphere of influence, upon the world? What it means to be human is to understand that you are perfect the way you are. As long as you're striving to be better tomorrow than you were yesterday, you are perfect. And the only way you can be perfect, you're perfectly you. Nobody is better or more perfect at being you than you are. And that's just fine. Be human and be good with it.
And then we went on that even that month we talked about body, thought, memory integration, which is near and dear to my heart. Because things get stored in our body. We have a cellular memory. And so we talked about how to kind of restore your own energy and begin to heal the body. We did a meditation that show, which is it's a wonderful meditation. So anybody, April 11, 2012, it's a good one. So if you want to understand the chakras of the body, the colors, you know, you can do that. It's all explained there. So, and then we went on to April 18th, finding and strengthening your self-confidence. That's huge, huge
one. Believing in yourself and understanding that self-esteem and self-confidence are not the same thing. Self-esteem means internal validation and expectations. Self-confidence is simply being confident in your abilities. But, you know, we also talked about acting the part, you know, being confident, acting confident. And if you're not confident, you're lacking knowledge. Go get the knowledge. I mean, how hard is it if you know how to do it, right? Things are easy if you know how to do them. If you don't know how to do them, go find out how to do them. Give yourself a little experience and you're good.
Which, you know, also went along with self-healing with thoughts and energy, you know, which we did at the end of April. So it's like, how do you heal yourself? How can you work with yourself? How can you move thoughts? And, you know, but also that builds confidence, you know, because you're learning. You keep learning, you can take yourself into the world and be confident, for sure.
In looking over the May shows, we've kind of talked about some of those different things. Finding and enhancing your creativity, we haven't touched on. Any thoughts you have on that topic?
Well, you know, that show, we described it as, you know, it's a cause for depression, discouragement, unhappiness. You know, creativity is not only a normal human characteristic, it's also essential to your spiritual fulfillment. So, you know, that's a really important thing, to feel like you are whole. You know, everyone has an artist in them, and I don't mean you have to be a great painter, but to at least express something that is not in your normal day. You know, this is what happens. People are so compartmentalized in their day that, you know, you're tired at the end, but if you can have something creative, gee, get a hobby, you know. Anything, it rejuvenates your energy, and you start to, you know, feel more comfortable with yourself. And it supports your individuality. That was a big one we talked about in that show.
I'm going to jump ahead to August, view of the time. We did show what it means to be a paranormal researcher and how to become one, and we talked about the IMHS degree program in paranormal science, anomalous research, ufology, and cryptozoology.
And we had guests on that show, too.
Yeah, John Hightower and my friend Grant Rubendunst. fellow researcher with me, and we talked about that. And we talked about some great points on that show. And if it's an interest area that you have and you didn't listen to it, go to the archives, August 1st, 2012, what it means to be a paranormal researcher. Just basically, that's what you're doing. You're looking for answers. But we stressed how objectivity needed to be there. You know, we asked the question, what are the facts? What do the facts tell us? We discussed how it's important to remain true to the facts and not embellish based on faith. And so many of these so-called paranormal investigators, they have preconceived notions. We talked about how that's just a no-no. You've got to ask, what are the facts? What do those facts tell us? And we, of course, talked about orbs and stuff and how they're not paranormal in most cases. We went on to discuss a number of things. The way you become one is, well, you know, you don't need any certifications or anything to become that sort of thing, but you do need some knowledge, and there's a lot more to it than you would think. And so if you're really serious about getting into paranormal research, parapsychology, any of those things, check out the degree program at metaphysicsinstitute.org.
And to say that the cryptozoology course will be available this year, too, on
yep.
I'm at Jeff.
Mm-hmm. So. Working on it. It's just taking a little bit longer than I thought, but it's under development. We also, in that same month, talked about how to become a spiritual counselor, life coach, and hypnotist. Those courses are offered. Those specializations are offered at metaphysicsinstitute.org as well. Then there was synchronicity and the law of attraction. Synchronicity
wow.
is kind of an interesting thing, you know.
Fascinating.
Coincidence. Synchronicity goes beyond mere coincidence.
You know, I have a quick little story to insert
here. Yeah, go ahead.
Talk about synchronicity. My daughter, my second daughter, used to live in Montreal, moved to the States for 3 years, just got a new contract, moved to Ottawa. Now, the young lady she was best friends with and had weekly suppers with in Montreal, while she lived there those years, they lost touch. Well, I'm not kidding. My girl just moved to Ottawa 2 weeks ago. She went to this little scone place getting a cup of coffee, and who does she run into? That same girl who has just moved to Ottawa.
Wow.
And they run into each other. She phoned me up. She was so excited. She said, Mom, the synchronicity, if this, this, and this hadn't happened exactly this and her friend wasn't late, we wouldn't have run into each other. So that is,
mm-hmm.
you know, you talk about a cosmic weave,
mm-hmm.
you know. Now, and it's so wonderful because, you know, my girl doesn't have any friends there. Well, now she does. It's like,
that's great.
That was awesome.
That is. And that's the interesting thing about synchronicity. A lot of different little things have to happen just so in order for it to occur. And the chances of it happening are so remote, but yet it does. We also talked in that month about taking the mystery out of divination, which I think is an interesting topic, you know. Of course, if you were ever raised Christian, you know, you're taught that divination is from the devil. And it's not good, but it's interesting to note that the very divination, which is communicating with spirits, is what it means. The very divination that the Bible condemns, the Bible also teaches, because that's what prayer is. And there's so many, you know, talking to any kind of spirit is just, you know, I mean, the Bible says there's some spirits you can talk to, like angels that come down and God and so forth, but these other spirits, forget it. Well, it's, there's no mystery in it. There's nothing wrong with that. Seances, psychics, I mean, communicating with spirits all the time. Go ahead, Vicki, have you got any points on that?
Well, you know, I'm so used to this. I came from the old school of being a reader where, to be honest, of course I live in Canada, Doug's in the States, but in Canada, it's still in the Criminal Code of Canada that it's fortune-telling and it's illegal. So back in my day, 40 years ago, we were pretty discriminate about how you might tell people what you do. You know, everything was on referral. And it's a tricky little thing because it's so religious. I was 16. My mother told me I was possessed by the devil. So, you know, I
get
it.
You are possessed by the devil. I'm here to attest to that.
You know, well,
devil,
you know,
woman.
Yeah, the devil made me do it. You know, it's an interesting thing. But again, it's belief systems and fear-mongering. And that's where
mm-hmm.
this is the big thing, everyone. If somebody is promoting fear, don't listen to it.
And And you know what? Not promoting fear is a sacred obligation that we talked about a little bit ago.
Yes.
You know, and that's what's so wrong with so many in the metaphysics community, especially those on the fringe, is they promote fear. It's just like this whole 2012 thing, you know, December 21st, 2012, your history. Well, really? Come on. You know, we knew that that was bogus, but yet there was so much fear-mongering, promotion of fear. The books were written. It was this money-making thing. And, you know, it fizzled.
You know, this is the thing. It's even in the New Age, so-called New Age community. I'm careful about that quote-unquote New Age word. But even in this time of consciousness rising and, you know, people are on these little crusades, if they say you must do this or else, and if you do this, you will become more, and if you do it, there's this element of fear, then don't listen to it, because there's a hook. People are selling things. It's
right.
It's emotional seduction. People have found the hooks to find what makes people, like, it tickles them. Doug uses that term once in a while. Anything that tickles people emotionally, and then they buy into it. So it's a very, be conscientious, be yourself, live life from the inside out, not the outside in. And do some little debriefing in your head, you know, critical thinking and sensibility, and how does that fit in with your own files and your own evolution, and just stay out of the fear stuff.